Irish eyes don't always smile. I think it was the Loch Ness Monster that raped the girls. She said, that's stupid. The Loch Ness Monster is in Scotland. Maybe the monster swam to Ireland and raped the girls. She said, that's insane. I said, I don't know for sure, but the authorities said that the babies were found in a hole tossed in the green fields where shamrocks grow. They said that there were over 800 babies taken from the unwed mothers. She says, that was the time of shame when girls got pregnant and had to leave home with their heads bowed. I said, I'm just a poet in Pittsburgh that dreams of what Gerald Manley Hopkins would say. The world is charged with grandeur of God. Ah, there was a heart right. Hope has gray hairs. I don't know, but it doesn't make me, does make me wonder what would Dylan Thomas would say. Death shall have no dominion, or death, do not go gentle into the good night. Rage, rage against the dying light. She said Dylan Thomas was Welsh. Not forgetting Seamus Heaney, I said, I can remember his words that would fall the ears. Surely bog and sod and sounds of earth being tossed over the head, and maybe the sounds of nails being driven into a small wooden box, or the smell of baby breath, or walk on air against your better judgment, or by God, the old man could handle a spade just like his old man. And I don't want to know what Joyce said or what William Butler Yeats would say, because in truth, I just don't want to know about portholes and mistakes, because I just don't want to know. She said, you think poetry in poetry, and sometimes you don't understand the real world. I said, babies were taken from unwed mothers in Ireland and tossed to the earth. They said that the sins were the mark of the scallywags of Patrick Ryan or Seamus after leaving the pub in stagger. Fathered the babies. I think not of the babies were baptized, so their souls would go to a place called limbo. But scratching my head, thinking, I'm not sure what is worse. The last snake of Ireland sliding into the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, or denial of lust, or even denying love, or worse, uttering a soft prayer to God while kissing the Blarney Stone. Thank you. See you next week. Ooh.